Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Space trash.
In space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Welcome to a bonus episode of Space Trash, Lifestyles of the Rich and Uranus. She's Sarah Armour. I'm Molly Mulshine. And we are being joined by Ava Pauchik of the Meet My Mutual podcast. She is also a fashion luminary. Ava's been working very hard all week at New York Fashion Week. And now she's joining us to talk about the Met Gala.
Welcome. I survived. Thank you.
What did you do? That's so cool. What did you do at Fashion Week?
So I'm a casting assistant. So I helped cast 5 shows, but 10 designers total. So it was fucking insane. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Well, is it over now? Go ahead.
No, Tom Ford closed yesterday.
So. Oh, I'm so out of touch. I don't even know, like, what's going on. It's making me so sad. I couldn't look at anyone's Instagram stories because, like, I used to go to Fashion Week stuff when I lived in New York. And
It doesn't trigger you?
No, I loved Fashion Week. Loved it. I know.
You're crazy.
Everyone would always be tweeting, like, can't wait for this to be over. And I'd be like, please, like, can someone else, like, step on my neck, like, while I'm trying to sneak into Alexander Wang because I didn't get invited. Like, I love Fashion Week. I love it.
It was the most stressful 2 weeks of my entire life.
Like, everybody says that. I do feel like everybody who works at Fashion Week is like, oh, like, you're right, Mom. Everyone's like, when is this over? Like, why? Is just because it's so just like high intensity?
It's 12-hour days minimum every single day with no days off for like 2 weeks.
Right. But also, like, wait till you hear about coal mining, you know?
No. Exactly. And every time I got stressed out, I was just like, Ava, this is so, like, relax. Like, it doesn't matter.
Also, like, when you do, like, when you, like, so, like, I worked in production for 1,000,000 years, and it's, like, that's what a production is, too. It's, like, 16-hour days for, like, a month, or even if you just do commercials, it's, like, you know, 4 days, and it's just, like, yeah, it's, like, a hellacious life.
Yeah. And also, it's just, like, you're getting paid so little, and there's so much pressure on, like, the creatives that are at, like, the bottom. Like, you fuck up, and everything fucks up.
And everyone around you has rich parents, so it doesn't matter if they fuck up. Like, if you're not one of those silver spoon kids, you're like, fuck, if I, like, misplace one clipboard, my career is over. And then there's other people that are just completely chill because it doesn't matter to them. And I will say, big difference between fashion and coal mining. Coal miners don't have to look hot the whole time.
Well, I think that's sort of, I don't know if they have to. But I think a lot of them probably
do. They're probably in great shape.
I think that's a very sexy, I mean, aside from, like, the black lung paw and, like, just, you know, just the sort of lifestyle. I don't know if I'd want to.
But, like, I like a smoker's, you know, voice. So, like, I'm sure they have sexy voices.
Speaking of which.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, with Fashion Week, I think it's stressful because you're like, okay, I have to stay at this party until 11 p.m. and then I have to be awake at 8 the next day, like, looking flawless. It's like it's a different kind of stress where it's like, okay, technically I'm kind of just standing up all day and then running to a new place and standing there, but it's like a mind fuck.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like a whole, like, who's who. It's like, even if you're just standing, like, you better stand right, bitch.
No, literally. You're in the wrong spot. Like, or why are you looking like that? Like,
Yeah.
But it was like my last day. I woke up at 4 a.m. after working till midnight, had a 6 a.m. call time, worked 2 shows, and then was supposed to go to an after party. And I, like, literally got my dress on, did my makeup, sat down, and I woke up at like 11:45. And I was like, that's not happening.
Wow.
Like, I'm going back to bed.
And I honestly feel like coal mining is more my scene.
You should look
like that. I take it back. I'll take the lifestyle.
Yeah.
What was your favorite show you went to this fashion week so far, Ava? Well, it's over.
So definitely my favorite show that I worked on and went to was the Maisie Willen show. It was really cool and fun. Oh my God. And sexy.
Wait, so yeah. She and her boyfriend, was it the same show or different show?
What do you mean?
Isn't Maisie Williams the one from?
No, Maisie Willen.
Oh.
Okay, so it was Khaleesi Fall Winter 2022.
I thought it was Aria's show. I thought it was Aria's show.
No. But her show was at the Boom Boom Room, so it was really cool. And like Kim Petras performed and walked in it, and like it was just random, but like in the best way.
Oh, it was really cool. I've failed to get into the Boom Boom Room so many times in my day.
It's so dirty. Like the couches looked. Like, I don't want to know how many babies have been conceived on those couches.
And then gotten rid of. Thank you, Lord, that you live in a blue state. Okay.
Yes.
So, who have we seen so far that came in? Well, let's talk
about... Oh, wait. Timothée Chalamet just started talking to Kiki.
I'm looking at Timmy right now.
Yeah. So...
Oh, he's wearing Converse.
Oh, that's like a good choice. So, the theme this year, for people who don't know, which I'm talking again to Sarah specifically.
I was just to say, could you even give me like a background of the Met Gala? Like, what are we watching here?
Yeah.
Okay, we're watching a charity event.
I know.
Whoa.
No, but literally, we are.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's like a fundraising event for the Metropolitan Museum of Art Costume Institute. So, like a few times a year, they switch up the exhibit that they have. And usually they have a big gala in May, but because of COVID, it was canceled twice in a row. So this is sort of the replacement gala. And then there's going to be another one next May as well. So the theme is... In America, a lexicon of fashion. So there have been many different themes over the years. The most recent one was Notes on Camp, right, Ava?
Yeah, which was like wildly misinterpreted by so many people.
I know, but I still loved it because the cool thing about camp is even if you misinterpret it, you're still probably camp by accident.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, I really think I'm dressed like camp by accident.
No, you would pass. You look great.
I literally look like I'm going to camp.
No, it's not that camp.
Different camp, though.
I know, but, like, literally, I think it's camp that I look like I'm going to camp. No, I saw the camp exhibit at the Met. I kind of snoozed through it, bought some merch. But I do feel like right now I'm camp as a camp counselor.
You are. Especially with the one rogue lactating breast.
I'm a prego, or I'm a recently... birth mother counselor.
Yeah, you got pregnant in the Boom Boom Room and then you went to summer camp.
And then I wanted to just helicopter my kids. I want to make sure they're okay while I'm there and I have the baby on my tip.
And then there was the other one I loved was the Catholic one, the Heavenly Body.
That was cool. That was really cool.
So good. My mom and I actually went to the exhibit like months later and it was so funny because she was like, why is all of our stuff, as in like Catholic people, she was like, why is all our stuff so pretty? And I was like, because everyone was gay.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally it. Because we
like make it ornate.
Yeah, we were like, the priests aren't allowed to get married, so all the gay guys had to become priests. Like, that's why our shit slaps. Like, no one can touch our aesthetic.
Wow.
And it's so dramatic too.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of drama to it.
I feel like a Jewish Met Gala would be fucking awful. It would just be, like, black, long.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, I disagree. I think if you did, like, the Jewish experience in America, I think it could be really cool.
It's, like, tenement garb?
No.
I'm here as an immigrant.
There'd be no colors. It would just be, like, muted earth tones.
Yeah.
No,
got
like...
Got on my head.
Yeah.
What if it was like Barbara Streisand?
Yeah, right. Like Barbara Bett. You're just like, you're dressing for like a 70s Grammy Awards.
Yeah.
I'm picturing like my Jewish grandparents at Ellis Island. I don't know why. That was like the first thing that came to mind.
Same.
Wearing little babushkas. So not a lot of people have arrived at the Met Gala yet at this point. At this time of this recording, it is...
it's just James Corden and his wife.
Yeah, and little Emma Chamberlain got there first. I felt like, bad.
Isn't she a host?
No, she's not.
Oh.
Who's Emma Chamberlain?
That's an excellent question.
She's like a beauty influencer, right? Come on,
Ava. She's like a Gen Z YouTuber. Literally, she just lies in bed and is like, I'm going to go to Starbucks. I'm like, you're going to watch me go. Like, that's her job. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So she got there and she was wearing like, so she was first and then Kiki Palmer came in and they both had like, Kiki Palmer is hosting, which I love. Like I wanted to talk to you guys about this. Kiki Palmer, Ilana Glazer are hosting. I love this choice. I love the choice of putting female comics on the red carpet. Like obviously Joan Rivers invented red carpet coverage. And this is like, don't you guys love that, that they're hosting?
Yeah.
I think it's very forward. I love it. And we're obviously like,
the and Ilana's like talking about weed the whole time.
I like that. Repping hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Ilana's in this sort of crazy Phyllis Diller-esque like feathered thing.
She got the Jewish note.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kiki is in, she's doing like sort of a Studio 54 Diana Ross vibe. And I would say
super sexy back.
Yeah.
Like her back is super low. Yeah.
And Emma Chamberlain is sort of doing something similar, but a little more modern. But
I think it's like a bunch of cutouts.
Yeah. And it's
boring,
which makes it feel 70s. I think we're going to see a lot of 70s tonight because like the theme in America, a lexicon of fashion. So I'm going to go like deep nerd here. And I hope my old roommate, Natalie, is listening because she's a fashion historian. She literally like went to school for it. So the Battle of Versailles in the 70s, do you guys know about this?
Tell us.
It was like they needed to have a fundraiser for Versailles, the palace in France. And they decided to take a whole bunch of American designers and ship them over and a whole bunch of French designers. And they had like a drag race ballroom battle.
What? That's amazing.
It's incredible. So let me read out. I got this up because I wanted to talk about it so bad because it's my favorite thing ever. There's two documentaries about it. And also apparently the new Halston miniseries on Netflix has a fictionalized version of it. So you can see it on the Halston series, which I still didn't watch. But so it was the American designers that went were Oscar de la Renta, Stephen Burrows, Halston, Bill Blass, Anne Klein, and Donna Karan was Anne Klein's assistant at that time. And the French designers were Yves Saint Laurent, Pierre Cardin, Emmanuel Ungaro, and Givenchy, Hubert de Givenchy. And like think about those French designers. And at the end, like the Americans won. Everyone was like, fuck, they beat us. So that was the moment in the 70s. It was 1973. It put American fashion on the map.
Was voting.
It was like,
I mean, was this like a rigged election? Like, what are we talking? What do you mean they won? You know?
No, it was
like French crushes us. The French crush us.
It just says the everyone, I don't think they had like official winner, but at the end, everyone was like, you got to hand it to them. And the thing that was really awesome about it is that the US designers used 11 black models, which was like unheard of at the time. So like we rolled into town with like this super diverse task force of like the Pat Cleveland, Beth Ann Hardison, like all of these like legendary black models. And we just like whipped their asses.
Oh, cool. So
isn't that cool? So I think that's why we're going to
show us.
We're going to see a lot of like Halston references tonight and a lot of references to that, the Battle of Versailles, I would say. Because that is when we invented the American lexicon of fashion. Like, there was no American fashion before that day.
Molly, you are so smart.
No, Molly, like, has been, she said, she's like, this is my favorite day of the year. This is giving me life. This is my Super Bowl. And I'm like, I don't even know what it is, but I will watch along and I will comment on. I guess I just don't understand fashion would be like, so this is what we were talking about before, right? Like, okay, so I'm looking at the list so far. I'm looking at who's arrived so far, right? And like, I'm looking at, okay, so like we got Eva Chen here, right? Eva Chen came, she was early. And I'm looking at her outfit. And to me, she looks like, did you guys see her look right here?
Yes, it's like a circus tent vibe.
Sort of circus tent. Her body is missing. She probably looks 30 pounds fatter than she is. To me, she looks sort of like Alice in Wonderland costume party, but like, is this fashion? Like, why is this? It looks so kind of silly.
A lot of fashion is just kind of silly.
Well, that's kind of what I mean. Yeah. Like, so what's the, like, I'm a comedian and I'm silly, you know, I'm fucking lactating. I mean, I have a baby right now, right? Silly as hell. So it's like, what makes something fashion? Like when we're talking about fashion, aside from just things looking silly, like what are we talking about?
That's such a good question.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it's an art. Like there's structure and pattern and colors and texture and like all that. Like I think if you look at it, you can definitely, you know, I mean, you're
like, I have all these patterns, colors, exactly, and textures. Like an artist,
which would probably create, not to like be all like devil work product, but like trickle down somehow to whoever made that t-shirt.
I made, you know, the t-shirt.
Oh, well,
no, it's fashion. True.
Fashion artist. It's true. I earned it myself.
Well, I think it's an art and a craft because it's the most functional mm-hmm. art form because you have to wear it, exactly, you know, and like you have to be in it every single day. Again, I think that's a Devil Wears Prada quote. Stanley Tucci is like, and you live your life in it. And
yeah,
I think, Sarah, the thing about fashion is like, you gotta just say it's what you want it to be. It's what you like. So like, whoa, you're looking at this Eva Chen outfit where it's vertical stripes, it's the thing, it looks a little bit like NASCAR inspired.
Yeah, I was just gonna say NASCAR.
Yeah, but so you can mm-hmm. say to yourself, hey, she's doing something weird and I like it, you know. Yeah, like because she's not following any, well, there is a like maximalism is really big right now and all this yeah. stuff, but like you can say like, hey, this is like kind of stupid and I fucking love it, you know.
Well, so I guess that's the question, like to me when I think about like dressing myself, let's just say, right, because that's about as far as I go in like terms of like thinking of fashion.
And you don't even like, make it that far sometimes.
I know, I literally barely wore pants to this.
I'm not wearing pants,
my waist, and then I was like in case I get up I need to have like at least something covering this.
Perfect. No, like full disclosure, I'm just in underwear right now.
Okay, then I'm about to take my pants off, honestly, because if that's what's in fashion on this Zoom, I'm doing it, okay? But it's just like, to me, when I like get dressed, I'm thinking probably first about like comfort and then otherwise like accentuating like certain body parts or like, you know, to something I can spill a coffee on and not have it be a huge deal, you know, like.
So you're going for function.
Going for a function, which is funny because in almost no other area in my life am I functional. But it's like when I look at fashion, like, am I judging people based on like how thin they look or like how cool they look? You know what I mean? It's like, to me, I look at Eva Chen and I think, well, okay, you know, she doesn't, her body that isn't really showing. I wouldn't choose any of those colors. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't put those patterns together. Like, why is something good or bad? You're saying it's just like a taste thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like,
yeah, like, it's all subjective. Like if someone's owning it, then they're owning it. And if
yeah, it's
not,
like comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but with comedy, it's like it's supposed to make you laugh. Like, what is fashion supposed to do? Like, is it supposed to make
Well, if you think of it as art, what is art supposed to do?
Well, I don't know. Just really like a pastime when you got an edible or something, you know.
I knew you were gonna say something about weed.
Oh, I'm the Alana Glazer of this Zoom right now.
You don't know me very well.
There was a drag race. A drag race for Versailles. We got an Alana race for the Jews on the Zoom.
I mean, we are two Jews who smoke weed.
Molly, you got to type.
I know. Are you guys seeing Dan Levy's outfit?
Okay, turning my head.
I actually saw Dan Levy. I was at the Tom Brown show and I saw him. God. And he's so stylish. I was not expecting him to be so...
Like, what do you mean stylish? Like, he just looked hot?
He just looked good. Like, he just owned it. Yeah.
Whoa. Like, Sarah, I say this to you all the time because you're always like, I don't care about clothes. I don't care about how I look. And I'm like, you always look fucking cool. Like, you always look great. The one show I wasn't on the show. I was just watching your Weep show one time in the summer and you looked so hot. You had this like halter top dress on and like you got off the stage and I was like, Sarah, where did you get that dress? And you were like, oh, I was walking down Canal Street and they were selling dresses out the front of a fish store and it was $5 and I bought it.
It was literally like a $5. Yeah, I wear it all the time. It's like my favorite dress, except that I've worn it so much that now the titties are getting a little bit sheer. So, but like, it's like,
are you but that's in. No, nipples, like, nipples are in as an accessory.
I was just going to say, like, I'm seeing everybody's nipples now. Is the dress actually even higher fashion than it was when I bought it on Canal Street for $5?
The amount of areolas that I saw during casting.
Really?
Every single model. That's like the look is to just have a sheer tank top or a sheer whatever.
Do you ever
I have a casting
that?
Question. Oh, no, go ahead.
Do you ever get used to seeing people's nipples? Every time I
see it really unfazes me. One model was breastfeeding at her casting.
Wow.
I didn't give a fuck. Yeah, I mean, so is Sarah, but.
I'm breastfeeding, there no baby, there no milk. Yeah. For anybody not, like, able to watch the video, this might be, like, very confusing. I just want you guys to know that I have a wet braid just dripping on my nip right now. And then, so that's what you guys aren't able to see. I do have a casting question. So a few episodes back, we talk about the Kardashian reunion, and Kendall tells us about, actually for her, it's been life as a regular ass model. As somebody that does casting, like, ooh, when a Kendall Jenner walks in the room, are you like, no, or are you like, obviously yes? Like, what's the true story behind how easy or difficult it is for Kenny to make a career as a motherfucking model?
Well, that is a good question. She's full of shit, first of all. Biggest, like, issue she has as a model is that the models, like, give her dirty looks backstage, like, I'm sorry, like, get over it. And then also,
like, the models are hungry. They're giving everyone dirty looks.
Literally.
Like,
they're really hungry. Yeah. And, like, we require all the models to give us their first and last name because there's a million Mollies and Sarahs and whatever. And she's the type of person who would say, it's just Kendall. And that doesn't fly with me because I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we know who you are. Like, the fact that she dropped her name.
Like, she wants to be Kendall like she's Madonna.
Exactly. Like, we know who you are.
Like, if you really wanted to be creative, Kenny, you'd just pick a totally different stage name. You'd be like Jade Sylvester.
Yeah. Also, normal models are not taking Uber Blacks to their casting calls. You know what I mean? Like, they're running around, dripping sweat, taking
right.
the train.
Right. She's like, I stayed in all the hotels across the nation. It's like, you just because you stayed at the Ritz in Marfa does not mean that you, like, get bonus points for going all the way to Marfa for the casting. Like, fuck
exactly.
off.
Right?
Like,
and I bet she would be the type to be like, I require special time with the casting director. Like, some models will ask their agent, like, can I not go, like, when it's really crowded? And I'm just like, no, you can wait in line like the rest of us. Like,
wow.
Yeah. She just strikes me as the type.
I'm gonna be so proud though if we, like, start hearing about some model on the scene, like, named Jade Sylvester, and, like, low key we find out Kenny's a fan of the pod.
That'd be a big plot twist.
Goals. I'm just putting it out there. I like to manifest, and we speak it into existence. So you never know, Jade. This one's for you.
So Yara Shahidi came through. Did you guys see her?
I was talking to Miss Yarmouk right now.
She's wearing sort of a bridal look. I don't know who it's by, but I don't know. And nothing is, like, giving me American that much yet. Like, even, like, Dan Levy, this very psychedelic sort of puffy sleeve thing, it's kind of giving me, like, Carnaby Street, London in the 60s. It's not
I'm, like, very underwhelmed by everyone's
I guess,
so
like,
far.
Technically, like, Timmy has Converse on and they are an American shoe.
Right. And, like, he does sort of look like a Revolutionary War guy with those.
Okay, but wait, can we talk about, like, why are we going for patriotism this year? Why was that the decision?
Wow. I didn't even think of it as patriotism.
Like, we all were like, fuck 4th of July. And now it's like, okay, wait, but American passion.
Well, I guess you could argue that it's more of just like a continental thing.
I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of red, white, and blue.
Go ahead.
I think it's because at the end of the day, Vogue is like a super duper neo-lib publication. And for them, like, Joe Biden winning is the victory in and of itself. I think that's what it is.
Whereas, is Kamala going to show up? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. I actually would like that if she did.
I would love to see a cami. I would love to see a cami.
I wish this administration would do, like, one damn thing right. I would actually support her showing up just because I think it's fun. But I think.
Did you hear the reasoning, though, behind the theme?
No.
Did you read what it was?
No.
The curator of the show was, quote, impressed with American designers' response to social and political climate around issues of body inclusivity and gender fluidity. Which, I'm sorry, why is the whole guest list like Gen Z then? Because they're obsessed with, like, the antithesis of all that. Like, Y2K fashion and, like, all that. You know what I mean? Like, that was the height of consumerism and labels and, like, not body positivity.
Right. And also, like, we would have this conversation at Galore all the time where I was like, look, we can't praise people too much just for, like, casting black models or casting plus size models when their entire C-suite is still, like, white people, like, blue bloods with family money. Like, the models don't get paid shit. And, like, the people that are in the really high earning jobs are still white, thin, Connecticut, you know? Like, so it's, that is really, it's like a Band-Aid. It's like the same thing as Joe Biden winning. It's a Band-Aid. It's like, okay, yeah, so we don't have Trump anymore, but like, I still have student loans. Like, everyone still doesn't have healthcare. I'm still fucking in exile in the UK. And like, my child will never be able to go home. Like, it's, I don't know.
But so you think this is just sort of like, almost like the Make America Great Again response. It's like our America. Like, it's like the liberal America.
Yeah. Like, look how good our American designers responded to the past 2 years, which like, what did they do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, right. To me, it's like the only one I can think of really is like Kanye West. And I don't even know if that's like going to be, I don't even know if he's going to be here, you know?
Yeah. He like signed up for Gap, like round of applause.
Right. And okay, I just want to say that, like, okay, so I got Dan Levy up. I missed him the first time, but like, I'm looking at Dan Levy right now and I think that he looks preposterous. It looks like he just was like crawled upon shore after being shipwrecked, or like after in like a plane crash, and he's got the parachute on his arms. I mean, to me, he looks like unwell. I would be like, wow, is he okay? Like, did he get dressed on acid?
Oh, maybe. Okay. Kamala's stepdaughter, Ella Emhoff, has just arrived.
Oh, I was just going to say, I bet Ella will be here.
Oh my God. Talk about a yawn. Sorry.
Let's see. Let's
yeah. Like, I kind of like her outfit. It's weird, but it looks like I, Tanya in the warm-up track suit with the skirt hanging over the side.
Also, my friend lives in the same apartment building as her in Brooklyn, and there's Secret Service there all the time.
Whoa.
Really? Yeah. Isn't that spooky though? Oh, I don't know.
Kind of nice. Like, you think a doorman building is safe? Talk about it. I mean, have a Secret Service building. I feel like that works for me.
That's true.
I'm liking this. Nicola Peltz is doing this Barbie look with Brooklyn Beckham. I really like that as an interpretation of American fashion. Like, 1960s Barbie debutante, even though she's doing it in a completely unironic way, I still just love that look. I'm sorry.
I just feel like I'm like behind. Like, where are you seeing
this? Yeah, where are you seeing this?
I'm just looking up the Met Gala hashtag on Twitter.
Oh my God. Molly's so fucking with it. Oh my God. I'm getting on Twitter. I didn't even think about
her. You're making fun of me. Amanda Gorman is there and she's in Vera Wang. And it looks like a lot of these things are sort of like prom dress.
I was just going to say she looks prom.
Yeah.
Wait, but Maisie, speaking of Maisie Williams.
My bitch. Okay, let me get Maisie up here.
Yeah.
Okay, that I like.
That, like, I wanted some drama. Like, this is what I wanted.
Can you give me some dish on her boyfriend? Like, isn't her boyfriend like a cool fashion guy?
I like this because it's like a high fashion mall goth.
Yes.
That's an iteration of American fashion that I did not think we were going to see.
Mall goth. Hell yeah.
Wow, she looks amazing.
Wow. Yeah. She looks better without eyebrows.
That's also the amount of models I saw during casting calls without eyebrows. That's like another accessory. No eyebrows, but nipples.
What an interesting time. What an interesting time. You know what? If you just get my nipples out there, like bar none, there's going to be hair anyway. So it's kind of like a 2-in-1.
I mean, listen, it's a look.
I'm going to do fashion where it's going to be nipples out, no eyebrows. But I'm going to have 2 eyebrows on my nipples. Like, those are my eyes.
Eyebrows on your nipples.
I mean, not above. Like, above. Like, when I have eyebrows of my nips. Like, right above the areola.
That's you a really good idea, actually.
Fashion.
Yeah. Your next Space Trash merch.
Oh, my God. Let's make eyebrow tip merch. Yo.
That's a good idea. Someone's in a mask, like a gimp mask, which is truly the new accessory of this.
We've been seeing a lot of gimp masks.
Yeah, I don't know who is it because it's on the cut, which is paywalled usually. So let's see.
Well, it's almost like wearing a gimp mask is like, you don't get to know who I am. I'm just your mommy or whatever.
Yeah. And it's like, is it a take on COVID masks? It's so stupid. Like,
whoa. No, I think it's a take on, but see, to me, it's like more German, like BDSM.
That's very American.
Oh, yeah. He's wearing formal shorts, which feels very German to me. Like, you know.
Who is this woman? And talking to Kiki.
Oh, who is that?
I don't know, but I love her dress.
I like, see, okay, this is the first dress where I'm like, yes, I like this.
Who is it?
I don't know.
We have no idea. We've never seen
Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion is here.
That is not Megan Thee Stallion. You're looking at a robust white woman.
Oh, sorry.
Her dress is gorgeous.
I'm not looking at the thing yet because my internet is so slow.
Can you guys hear this? Hold on.
No, don't do this. This is going to hurt our ears.
Okay, you're right. I'm just trying to figure out because it's like, okay, I like this look, but how is this American? You know, like
it's giving me like 20s with the pearls. I don't know.
Oh, that's maybe fun.
Harvested from the Atlantic Ocean or something.
Yeah.
We need well, there was that Rep Maloney. Who is that? Where is she from? She did some sort of suffragette fashion for the women's rights.
I don't like those when there's things written all over the dress.
All right, I'm gonna send you guys some tweets in this chat so we can look. Megan Fox has arrived.
Is that Beyonce? Yeah. No.
But yeah, give us some tweets so we we're all looking at the same outfits. Because LOL, if you guys saw who Molly thought Megan Thee Stallion was,
I didn't see what it was.
Okay, so Fox, we got Megan Fox up here looking Asian.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought.
Oh, I would not have recognized her.
Yeah, maybe it's a comment on globalism.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Yep. No, I think it's more like daddy's.
Wait, Molly, I was screaming at your post. You were like, I can erase this picture from my memory of her and Courtney last night at the VMAs.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about people who we think are going to be here and aren't going to be here. So now we know Megan Fox is here. It looks like from that photo that she was not with Machine Gun Kelly. I kind of love that Anna Wintour put the smack down on them and was like, you're not touching tongues on this red carpet. Do you guys think...
Wait, what is that?
Okay. So Sarah, in order to get into the Met Gala, since it's a fundraiser for the museum, each designer, it's mostly designers, but some of it is also big advertisers, they buy a table within the gala. And then they can pick which celebrities they want to sit at their table. So Versace always chooses Gigi Hadid and Jennifer Lopez. They've all got their little posses that they go with.
And it's tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars per.
Whoa. Oh, it's so expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So expensive. So, the thing is, you're not, they work with Anna Wintour. They will say to her, I'm thinking of inviting this person and dressing them this way. And she allegedly will give notes back. She'll be like, ooh, I don't think that. I think tweak it to this. And then
So it really is just comedy where there's some booker that's yeah, but could you use a different word than lactate or whatever.
Well, yes. So what's crazy is that they're not allowing backstage, there's no social media. Because they were pissed off about all the models in the bathroom smoking, taking pictures and stuff. Yeah, so that's not allowed anymore. But I'm like, that's the only reason people go to fashion events is to post for clout in the backstage.
I know. But that's why Alana keeps being like, I don't have weed on me. I don't have weed on me. That's why she's bringing it up so much.
It wasn't allowed ever. It was banned the last two times
Oh, really?
Yeah, and people just did it anyway.
Okay, so Barbie's Molly. Barbie's who we liked.
That was Barbie Ferreira.
Barbie Ferreira's there.
That was her. She looked amazing, but I did not recognize her.
I don't know who she is.
She's in Euphoria, and she was a plus-size model before that.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah. I didn't know she dyed her hair. She looks different, yeah.
We used to do stuff with her at Galore also.
Mm-hmm.
What about this one? Did you guys see Madeline Petch?
Oh, from Riverdale.
Yeah. This is a look I can get behind.
No, I need to see it.
Oh, she looks cool. Here, wait, check it out. Hold on, I'll put it in the chat. Look how into fashion and Twitter I am. Growing, learning. Okay, check this outfit out. I'm feeling this, but again.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We're going to need to get some commentary going too, because I would like to hear
Madeline Petch. Okay, so she's wearing sort of like a diaphanous blue.
She looks like a butterfly.
Yeah, she looks like Florence and the Machine a little bit.
Yeah, right.
The bangs are good on her too.
My initial thought was she's going for an old American lamp, but I like it. You know, the leg lamp from the Christmas movie.
I can feel that fabric. I know what that fabric feels like.
What is it, tulle? It's like, oh my God, tulle, because she's a lamp.
It is so much tulle everywhere. I do think Barbie Ferreira's is very 1920s bordello, and I really am into that with all the pearls. Yeah.
You know what's beautiful. Kind of fun that we're doing this while this is live? Because, like, hypothetically, while we're watching these interviews on Silent, they're all saying in what way it's American. So this is actually just, like, us, like, throwing spaghetti at the wall, like, hoping that we get it right. And we're going to want to listen back and see who nailed it. Like, if we find out that Madeline Pesch is, in fact, going as a lamp, I'm going to be so fucking soup.
Sarah, you missed your calling.
Damn, we're here now, baby.
Well, you're on the line with two of the foremost fashion commentators.
I'm like the most least fashion person in fashion. Like,
how fashion of you? That's okay, most fashion Ava, ever.
Everyone in fashion says that.
No, but like, really, like, I was sitting at a show and I'm looking around and all these like famous Gen Z people were walking by and I was like, I couldn't tell you a single like who they are. I don't know what they're wearing, why they're here. Like,
you're that feels high Gen fashion Z. To me, babe.
You're a famous Gen Z person.
First of all, I'm a millennial.
Whoa, watch it, Mal.
No. But thank you.
No, I do
camp counselor fashion.
I know, yeah. I think that is there is a future for that. I can't stop looking at Ella Emhoff's I Tanya
after pre-performance
I Tanya outfit.
Let's see. Ella Emhoff. Met Gala. Okay.
People don't like her in fashion. Not like fashion people, but like people don't like that she's in fashion.
I know. Okay, why is that?
Because she wouldn't be this big if she wasn't who she was, like just from a casting standpoint. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sure, she might work and stuff, but she wouldn't be at the fucking Met Gala.
Did she work before she was for a stepdaughter?
No.
I don't think so. I think she was in fashion. I think she went, doesn't she go to like Parsons or something?
Yeah. I guess, well, that's the thing that's so crazy. Like, okay, when I'm saying I love Met Gala, I love fashion, this is my Super Bowl, it's also like fashion is like misery because everyone is sizing each other up.
But wait, so I listened to your last episode and you were talking about how Molly loves pain. So
that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm laughing. Of course you love fashion. Of course she loves this. Yeah, she wants to go and attack people on the runway and like,
I love Fashion Week. I'm like, who loves Fashion Week?
Dude, I love
it. My mom's like, I'll stand here all night. I'll stand up till my ankles are blue. And it's like, okay. She's like, no, I like it. Don't cut me. Don't cut me. I'm going to be here all night. I told you I'd be here all night.
Because it's fun. I love the clothes. It's just like the people that are terrible. You know what I mean?
What's more painful?
And it sucks because it's like you meet. So like when I worked in regular media before I got into fashion media, it was very bland, like you would see the same kinds of people. And then when you get into fashion, there actually genuinely is people from every background. Yeah. It's just that like the people who get up to the highest level, a lot of them are super diverse. Like look at Olivier Rousteing and look at like, there's so many people like Andre Leon Talley and just so many people. It really is kind of a meritocracy, but you also have to be a sociopath.
I did a little bit of research while the Zoom was down, and it turns out that Emma Emhoff, White House, is dressed as a red traffic light.
Oh.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
No.
I think, unless I'm not getting the joke. It says here, Emma, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I just read this whole thing, and I was like, what? Okay, it says... oh my God, wait. No, hold on.
That was probably someone joking.
Here we go. That's not to say she's wearing a pandemic era sweatsuit, because you're talking about how she went for comfy this time around.
I mean,
that's not to say she's wearing a pandemic era sweatsuit. Her look by Stella McCartney for Adidas is traffic light red from head to toe. Oh, they're just calling the color of the traffic. I thought she was going as
nothing light. More American than a traffic light.
That's what I was thinking. A bottle of ketchup mixed with a fire engine.
It's a metaphor. You don't get it.
But then, so if she's not going as a stop sign, why all red? I just don't get it.
Why the sneakers?
Well, because red is in the flag. Yeah, the sneakers are bad. I'm surprised.
Red is in the flag. It's a reach.
She looks like a figure skater, like about to go on, like, you know, like with her warm-up sweats on.
Look at this one I just sent you of Billie Eilish, like channeling Marilyn Monroe. I kind of love
it. Okay, Billy crushing.
She's like, okay, I know.
She looks stunning.
She's like, I know I talk in a black scent and I feel really bad about it. So I'm going to, my entire body is going to be translucent beige.
And it's a white scent.
Maybe this will help me get over that.
Maybe she's the yellow light.
And promoting her album at the same time.
What's her album called?
Happier Than Ever, but she has a very like that vibe to it. Like that's like her whole aesthetic of the album.
Oh yeah, she's like sexy now.
Yeah. Also, her brother in the background also dressed like a red light.
Wait, you know, I stan her brother. I think Phineas is the real talent.
Okay, I am very disturbed by her brother. Have you looked up her? Okay, this might get me canceled, but like her brother's girlfriend looks just like Billy.
Well, they have a weird relationship.
That happens way too often.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you and you're going to go.
Okay, yeah, I'm excited about
that. Did you ever look at how much Bruce Willis's new wife looks like Demi Moore? Which is, I would love to see Demi Moore at this, first of all. Second of all, Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria Baldwin, she is a brunette Kim Basinger.
Wow, she totally is. Oh my God.
Okay, Ava is showing us a picture of Billie Eilish's brother's girlfriend, and it literally just looks like Billie Eilish with makeup on.
Isn't that disturbing?
Brunette, just brunette.
Yeah. So, whoa. Sorry to burst your bubble there, sir.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. You know, if you look at their relationship, it is oddly intimate. It's why the music's so real. Yeah. But, and they're like obsessed with each other. Like, even as a little boy, he was like, go get Billy. I have a song for her to sing. You
know? Do we think they call their parents mommy and daddy?
Well, either that or it's like first names. It's one of
first names.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Karen's not, really been there for us. You know,
they're not wholesome like me and Casey. They are like weird homeschoolers. I'm surprised Billy got vaccinated to come to this.
Anything to stay in the spotlight.
That would get her, yeah.
They're like LA homeschoolers. That's like ground zero for anti-vax behavior.
True.
Okay. Let's see what we have here.
So Weedy looks like a more of a prom person.
Yes.
Yeah. But I kind of like it because it's sort of like Bay prom.
I think it's actually like very... you know, sort of at prom aspirational.
Do you know what it is? It's that really iconic image of Lauren Hutton. And I think she actually was at the Met Gala back in the 70s. And she had that like iridescent dress on. Yes. I think it's a Lauren Hutton reference. I'm going to send you
that's neat. Okay. Yeah. I also kind of feel like I agree with somebody in the comments here. Show us the front. Show us the front.
Yeah. So look at this Lauren Hutton pic. I think this is what Saweetie is referencing, and I love that.
I'm cracking up thinking I was like really like, wow, she's a red traffic light.
I know. I can't. Okay.
I had real tea.
So Rebecca Hall went for like an S&M prairie look, which I'm sending.
Let me see this. Yeah, just keep – you. I'm going to watch your feed instead of the interviews on silence. This is helpful. Okay. She's Rebecca Hall. Interesting.
Very.
That's what the Jewish Met Gala would look like.
Literally, this is the most Jewish outfit we've seen so far by far.
No, this is like the Amish Met Gala.
Wow, I do think the aesthetics are not like if you look at the Hasidic and the Amish, it sort of is a cousin of the look.
Yeah. A lot of people get confused. People who aren't from the Northeast don't actually know the difference between Hasidic and Amish. It's really fun.
I mean, it will be so interesting when we see the Jewish Met Gala, how many Amish references there are, just out of pure ignorance.
Sarah's going to produce it.
I'm really excited. Ava's my intern. We're going to make her work 24 hours for the whole week.
One time I had a cab driver who, he was from another country and he had just learned about Amish people. And he was so excited and he could not stop telling me about Amish people. This was in like Manhattan. He was like, they don't have electricity. They don't do this. They don't do that. I don't know where he was from. Say he was Russian. He was like, they have no electricity. They have horses. Like he just was like, couldn't
get. Did you direct him to Breaking Amish?
No, I just pretended that I didn't know about Amish people because I was like,
oh my God, that's so sweet of you, Molly.
That is really nice. I wouldn't have done that.
You were going, no way. What? Oh my God.
Cause he was so excited. And I was like,
yeah, you fucking idiot. Have you ever heard of paper? You know, these are arms. Like what the hell?
He was so cute. I hope he's Amish now.
I just want to say breaking news. I just saw him jaunting up the stairs. I believe that was Call Me By My Name.
Where did you see him?
Oh, who that was? I saw this glittering being running up the steps, and I think that's who it was. Now, it does look like he's also dressed as a figure skater, and it does look like he has a rhinestone diaper. Girls, what do we think?
Wait, is this him in all gold?
A figure skater with a rhinestone? Oh, I see him. The Cut just posted it here. I'm sending it to you guys.
Yeah, get it in here. I feel that my initial reaction was also figure skater with a rhinestone diaper.
Again, not a diaper, but if you thought the other one was a traffic cone, then I see.
Okay, he looks like the guy from Star Wars.
But he also, who, Lando Calrissian?
No, what's the guy?
I want to say who I thought it was. I am racist. It was a quick look. It wasn't the outfit I was looking at.
He looks like C-3PO.
Oh no.
That's what I'm saying. He was just running up the stairs. I was like, oh my God, is that our boy? But it wasn't. It's a different black guy. But we're gonna see who he is. Big surprise when I see the face, but he's dressed like a rhinestone dancer with a
now this box. Is fun. This is an off track take on the theme because like we basically invented the sci-fi film with Star Wars, and he's like, okay, I'm C-3PO mixed with Dune. Like, this is a fun take on the theme. I really like
this. I love this outfit. I feel like I would wear this.
And we're
this
talking
is the
about
first one I've outfits. Seen. This is the first one I'd seen that I would wear.
Look at Troye Sivan. I just sent it.
Okay.
Oh.
He's like the love child of, he's basically going as Megan and Machine Gun Kelly's future child that she referenced last night.
Who, Troye Sivan?
He looks like their child.
Yeah, he's literally, if Megan Fox, and he's literally going as their love child that she referenced last night at the VMAs. How American is that?
Oh, I love this. Oh, this is so good, Troye Sivan. This is like heroin chic.
Well, I was waiting for like a 90s homage.
That's so good.
Yeah, well, and it's also like, if you read, like, when you read the theme, it's like, you know, we want to show that, like, this is a gender-bending, non-conforming group. And, like, we were waiting for a guy in a dress.
You know what I'm surprised literally... we haven't seen yet? Is the denim on denim.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to be the Britney and Justin?
Yeah, who's going to be Britney?
Of the Met Gala. That would be so huge for her.
Okay, so Anna Wintour is in Oscar de la Renta, which I do love because I'm just going to read out the designers because I've been curious. Okay, so Maisie Williams, we still don't have a designer name for Maisie Williams. I would guess it's like Rick Owens, but also it's like maybe a little too on the nose, this mall goth look.
Wait, Rick Owens. Do you think people should have only worn American designers?
No, because you wouldn't have enough designers, you know?
Well, maybe it doesn't deserve its own Met Gala. Ugh.
Well, that's
I just still want to know why this was the theme. Like, I...
Yeah.
I think Molly's right. I think it's like Biden's back. We own fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the New York elite. That's America. Duh.
Emma Chamberlain.
Not the coal miners.
Cute, but like I've seen a million girls wearing that on like the Seaside Heights boardwalk.
Right. Or she could have worn it to VMAs and it would have been just as safe.
Yeah.
I would also wear little Nas X bottom layer too, I think I want to say.
Yeah.
I feel like I could really like control the way my ass looks in this. And it is kind of like a diaper.
Okay, here's a plot twist. Whoa. Okay, so you know how Harvey Weinstein's wife was Georgina Chapman, who was the owner of the clothing line Marquesa, and he would always put girls in their things. And he would always make his girls, Harvey's girls, quote unquote, wear Marquesa on the red carpet to help his wife. And she had a big, after he fell from grace, she had a big splashy story in Vogue that was like, don't blame Georgina Chapman. Now she's on this red carpet and she's arm in arm with Adrian Brody.
Wow. So she sort of has a type.
But like, are they dating?
Why was she invited?
Isn't he sort of a sex offender? Oh, no, I'm thinking of the guy he played in the movie.
No, you're thinking of
oh my God, director. Grimes is there.
Ooh. Wait, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Roman Polanski. He directed him in The Pianist.
Okay, wait.
I'm thinking of Roman Polanski. Yeah, damn, I suck at the Met Gala. But
go look at Grimes.
Okay, what is Grimes? Excalibur. She's wearing a face mask. I'm so surprised she got vaccinated.
Right.
I don't don't know. I don't know if she wants to be bringing
a weapon
to Mars.
Well, why is she bringing a sword to the event?
That's sort of their brand, I feel.
Yeah, if she wanted it to be American, it should be a drone.
Yeah, or a gun.
Who's going to come as a drone now?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
That's an idea, Molly.
Mm-hmm. Or an atom bomb.
Like a bunch of other arms. I'm like, is it a spider? Is it a drone? And then they'll levitate and they'll be like, obviously a drone, Karen.
Oh, also, here's the thing with the little Nas X. Oh, he has a whole nother outfit. Oh,
I was not wrong. It was little Nas X and I hate that other one, but I love the king look.
I didn't see this striptease. Oh my God.
Ooh, Lord is there.
What do we got with Lord? Give me a pick. I love a little
coming
Lord.
Coming in.
Love a little Lord on the carpet.
The only thing I didn't like about this little Nas X one is the cape looked exactly like Rihanna's one when the theme was China.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that was a thing, Sarah, a few years ago, the theme was China. And it was like, okay, they, like Ava was saying, they don't have all Chinese designers. Like tonight, they don't have all American designers. They didn't have all Catholic designers. So it was like all these white designers and white celebrities trying to do Chinese fashion without cultural appropriation.
Oh, damn. Okay, wait, Lord, what do we think of Lord? Let's see, Lord. Okay, she's doing sort of like a spirit thing, like a ghost.
What is this? This is the Catholic. This is Catholic.
Yeah, how is this American? She's going as a boy priest.
And what do you think it is? Do you think it's Gucci? It looks kind of Gucci, but also like, I don't think that's what Gucci would do for this. We haven't seen any Gucci yet.
Serena looking straight out of Claire's accessories. Who designed this?
Okay, yeah, I gotta see that.
I really don't like Serena. I see it.
Why is everything so prom?
Maybe that's the only thing that people associate with like America, because it really is one of the most American sort of pastimes. It's like good cheer, but emotional. There's like a lot of love making and a lot of rape. And, you know,
it's just it's kind of tacky.
That's why I was like, Molly asked me to say anything like that.
Sorry.
No, okay. If Serena's was... I'm not even going to cut that out, Sarah.
It's fine.
Because it's true.
Like, unbelievably funny. You guys, Molly just choked on her drink because I was like, oh no, she asked me not to say any jokes like that. And then I caught myself as I was saying it and then she was bit out of food.
I already have to cut out like 10 minutes of us being like, look at Twitter. Look at Twitter.
No, I think it's like such an interest. It's like, it's kind of like when people are at home alone during the pandemic and like don't really feel like they're actually hanging out with people.
You think?
You know, I think it's like sort of got like an IRL, like bringing him into the girls' sleepover party where here we are. I got my braid. You know what I mean? The you Jews are ganging up on the Catholic. Like, I think it's fun.
We're outnumbering you, Molly.
Yeah. We're breaking the fourth wall. It's like how Andy Cohen always tells them to keep in the scenes on Real Housewives where they're ordering in restaurants because he thinks it humanizes them. So us,
I think this is very human. I think we should keep in where for a minute I thought I was racist because it's so real.
It is real. I'll give you that.
And I wasn't racist. That's why I want to be, because I did it. I stand by what I said. He just looked like he was floating up the stairs. You don't think it looks like a rhinestone diaper?
It does look like a diaper.
Wait, but it's the fact that Molly is also simultaneously tweeting right now.
Wow, Molly. You think your internet's bad? Bitch, you are working overtime over there. Not only just the two apps themselves, but the fact that you are putting out so much brain power. You're like literally like you're zapping your Wi-Fi because there's so much heat coming from you.
I'm a media maven. What can I tell you?
So, Molly, I saw you freak out that Kylie wasn't coming.
Yes. I feel like she's not vaccinated.
Possibly, but also, like, she's pregnant in a pandemic. Like, I feel like she shouldn't have gone to Fashion Week.
Okay. Yeah, but, like, why go for one and not the other?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm wondering if she was like, wait a second.
Maybe no, she didn't have that this. Quick thinking.
Well, also, though, remember, I'm really glad we're talking about this.
So just, important.
Just FYI. I think, remember that episode where she's supposed to walk in the Balmain show, and at the last minute, she's like, I just don't want to.
She has, like, severe, like, debilitating anxiety.
I don't think she has anxiety. I think she's just lazy and rich.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
I feel like you could be both.
I mean.
Okay. I'm probably both in the grand scheme of the world economy. Yeah. But, like, I wouldn't cancel on Balmain because of anxiety, but
you would take that anxiety and fucking come to it. You'd be like, yeah. Yes, give me pain, give me anxiety, like, this is high pressure and I hate it.
No, but, like, I would cancel a really stupid comedy show for anxiety reasons.
Yeah, but maybe it's not, like, ramped up anxiety enough.
So I think that Kylie just didn't get vaccinated before she even got pregnant. I think, like, the Kardashians are, like, very Christian. Some of them are very holistic.
But
so
Kim
I think-
got COVID.
And so did Khloe.
I think Kim and Khloe are vaccinated. I think Chris is vaccinated.
You don't think that Kylie, Kourtney, and Kendall have been vaxxed?
Well, I don't. We know the Hadids are, like, question. I know Gigi was, but, like,
Gigi and Bella both were vaxxed. It's confirmed, but more anti.
Well, I will say Fashion Week was very strict, like, about showing your vax card and, like, getting tested and, like, all that shit. But you can also just pay someone for that. So.
Right. Okay, so this is the thing. There was a rumor in Gawker today that said it was a blind item. It was three blind items. And it basically was saying, I sent it to you, Sarah. It was like...
Oh, yeah, I loved it. Oh, my God, yes.
It was giving a list of people who either forged or didn't get vaccinated. So it says, which two supermodels, a candle, which means Kendall, and a Christian wife, which is Hailey Bieber.
Oh my God, I did not get Kendall as Kendall.
Yeah.
I was literally thinking in my head, like, is it Lumiere? Is it, like, I was literally, like, trying to think of
Lumiere.
And then when you said Hailey Bieber, I was like, oh, like, in what way is Justin Bieber Kendall? I'm like, I'm looking up, what does Kendall mean? What does Bieber mean in all the languages?
Oh my God. No, it was Kendall and Hailey, according to this blind item, allegedly.
That's what she should go as her modeling name.
I know. Procured fake vaccination cards for the event.
Okay, love that for them. What bad girls in high school. They are doing prom too.
It is bad. I mean, so Nicki Minaj tweeted before she got there that, or before it started, that she's not going because she was like, if I get vaccinated, it's not going to be for the Met Gala. And I was like, okay, I respect you for not just forging a vaccination card and actually following the rules, even though.
But that's, like, where the respect stops.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I think a lot of people probably did forge it.
No, the amount of people I heard, like, literally come out of their mouth say, I only got vaccinated so I could be Fashion Week. And or, like, oh, yeah, I know all these models that, like, got fake cards. I'm like, but just fucking get it.
I'm going to say, yeah. I totally get getting vaccinated for the Met Gala. Like, I feel like if you're, like, on the fence and there was, like, something that was going to push it over, you know what I mean? Because I feel like with the celebrities, there's also, like, the high chance that they're like, why would I get vaccinated? I'm not going to get COVID. I literally am fine being completely alone in my Calabasas mansion. You know, like, I don't see anybody. You know what I mean? Like, I think it might be like, I'm not against it, but, like, I'm not going to go to the doctor, make an extra trip on my heli to, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's sort of a snobbery to being like, it's not that I'm anti, it's just that, like, I don't see other people.
Right. Yes. Mm. I think you're right. They're like, oh, I don't see the riffraff frequently to justify this.
Right. It's like people that are like, but why welfare? And it's like, because you never met someone that didn't live in Bel Air.
Yeah. I think that's true.
Okay, read the rest of the thing, though. I'm sorry. I interrupted you completely.
Oh, no. The second one was Anwar and Dua Lipa. It was like famous family. Well, this was the part that was...
I got the last one right.
It says, which famous family sibling and his singer girlfriend broke the new rules, so it's obviously Dua Lipa, and won't get vaccinated. and Anwar. They might share one kiss, but not at the Versace table, which has replaced them with a newly minted, frequently papped couple who may arrive on a bike.
A bike.
So who did they replace them with? And then the third one is, which actress claims that she will be filming the second season of her hit show instead of attending the Met Gala, but she's actually unvaccinated. No, I think Zendaya would be, because she's been going to a lot of...
She had to do like the Spider-Man movie and shit.
Yeah, but nobody was like, hey, spider me your vax card. So, but I think that low-key... No, I read something the other morning that was like, fans are in an uprage. It's not the Met Gala without Zendaya. And it's like, sorry guys, I'm filming the second season of Euphoria. And
yeah, but Euphoria Barbie's is. There. Barbie's in Euphoria.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. She's lying. She's lying.
Who do you think is lying?
Zendaya.
No, I don't think so. We have no reason. She's not going. She's not going to the Met Gala?
Because she said she's filming her season 2 of Euphoria, but her co-host is there.
Oh.
You cracked the motherfucking code, bro.
Okay, I thought it was Lily Collins filming.
Well, it could be that.
I think it's day up, me said day up.
Was Lily Collins invited other years?
I think so, because she's like a skinny nepotism celeb.
Breaking, so Molly, check out Sophie Jonas. I can't.
Oh my god.
Are you done? Send her merch.
We took a little break so that like the actual famous people would get there. Where I cut it in our last recording is right when Sarah thinks it's Sophie Turner, but it's actually Kim Petras. And like everyone's been messaging me about the horse girl outfit. And I'm like, oh my god.
And did you see there was another horse girl that arrived?
Mm-hmm. I gotta leverage this.
Casey Musgraves, they're in a more understated horse girl outfit.
I gotta figure out how to leverage this. But I'm really happy because finally the cowboy looks are showing up.
I know. Yes. Well, it took Donatella Versace to announce her. How funny was it that we couldn't understand a word that she said except for American Dream? Like, I thought that was fashion in and of itself. She held the mic at her waistline, and then even if it was, when it was like Italian, and then it was like American Dream. And it's like, yeah, that's it right there. That's some fashion ass answer if I've ever heard one.
Did you see Lupita Nyong'o? She had like a denim dress.
No, she's my number one. I've had like a crush on her from day one. And I said at the beginning of this pod, I said, who's going to go with Brittany and Justin? And she was like, actually Brittany and Justin.
She's both.
Oh, also Ben Platt. I don't know who that is, but he wore a 70s denim on denim look.
Okay. So we have, you know, but I've noticed some very clear categories that are emerging from, okay. So I feel like it's like,
well, she has notes.
You know, you got to understand pages of notes, you guys. This is, I think I would like to write in a writer's room. I have notes on everyone. I'm obsessed.
Okay. Sarah became a fashionista in 20 minutes.
I love fashion. Okay, so I'm seeing there's some trends. So there's Hollywood glamour. There's prom, which no one's saying, but I don't think there's anything more American than prom.
Did you see Madison Beer?
Yeah, prom. The prom girls. Prom. I know. That is so weird. The prom girls are like trying to hit American glamour and they're accidentally hitting prom. That's what's going on.
I think if they just owned it, you know, I think this is like, I think the meta message here from the Met Gala is a very American thing, which is like, we can't quite see or identify ourselves, you know? So it's like everyone's saying their one thing. So many people here don't know that they are dressed as household items.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of lamps. True. There's a lot of candlesticks.
And like
a lot of candlesticks.
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo is very much the leg lamp from Christmas Story.
Absolutely. And the amount of repeats, there's a few leg lamps in there. You want to know something else? Huge amount of figure skaters.
I think they're trying to go Vegas showgirl, and every single person who's going for it is falling short.
Because like to me, Hallie, I have a whole list. Hallie, figure skater. There are a couple figure skaters in there.
What'd you think of Kendall Jenner?
Boring.
Yeah. It's like her ass is out again. We get it.
I feel like the thing with Kendall and Chris and fucking Kamye in the back there, they don't even speak to him.
Chris with the ball and chain.
Yeah, but like that was dressed as herself. That I feel like that's her purse.
No, but like
well, she also looks, she's not on theme whatsoever. Is she?
She looks like a Disney villain.
Well, right. I think a few of them, I actually thought that Tracee Ellis Ross was doing a sort of
all she looks like Edna from Incredibles.
Oh, I was going to say Cruella.
Wait, actually,
like all black, which is sort of black excellence to me is one of the other big themes here.
Yeah, the angle that Chris is a villain is actually incredibly way compelling,
better.
And I love
way
that.
Better. That's what I'm saying. They don't know what they're everyone's like, what are you dressed as? Kiki's killing it. She's like, what are you dressed as? And then Chris is like, you know, whatever. They're all like, I'm not sure what even what this meant. I mean, so many of them are like, it's just pretty.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Right, dude, Simone Biles' dress was 88 pounds.
I saw that. It's like literally, she's just wearing a dress the size of herself.
Yeah.
I really
and then there was
like,
someone else that had a giant dress. Ariana or what was what the model's name? She's gonna be on the cover of Vogue. She's wearing a 100-pound zoot suit.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I really like J-Lo's outfit. It's like Wild Wild West starring Will Smith.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. You know what? When she stepped out of that, like when she did her like opening pose or whatever, my first thought, and I hate to hear it because, you know, I've been listening to the Ben of her podcast and weeping. I stand, but like she's so corny. That big, like, here, let's get loud. Here I am. There's something about her that sometimes is like so fucking corny to me. Corny. It's like, oh.
She's not cool.
She's Jenny from
like Wild Wild West. It's like, oh my God, what is she? Is she just can make anything just look like sort of tacky?
No, I
wait,
love it.
So why is that? Why is Horse Girl okay, but you don't like J-Lo?
Yeah,
I love J-Lo. I just feel like
no. J-Lo's outfit.
It's not her outfit. It's more her shtick. She has that sort of like, here yeah, I am,
the open mouth.
The squinty eyes. Right. Yeah,
where she just sort of stand. I don't know. There's something about her posing that's just very. Corny. It's like I'm trying to think of like a better way to phrase the sort of feeling I feel in my body. It's just like, I don't know. It's like, it's just so on the nose.
Yeah, but it's like trying to be sexy and it is a little outdated, but I think the new version of that is like dead face, which is even worse. Like,
well, there were a few
like the Billie Eilish face.
Yeah, like, well, Billie is being a lot more. I really like her vibe tonight. I love it. Yeah. I think it might be my favorite look. But like she is actually doing faces and poses. But like I'm looking at this picture of Hailey Bieber and she's just like, they're like dead fish.
Well, that's where Hailey, you could argue that she's going as a candlestick or that she's going as one of the Oscar awards. You know, I mean, she sort of isn't doing much candle Bieber as they call her in the business.
Also, Camila Cabello's dress is terrible.
It's just a little bit more Aladdin than it is US, I think.
And like Shawn Mendes isn't a shirt on.
I think Megan Thee Stallion, at first I was like boring prom, but now I'm like, okay, she's wearing Coach and it's really hard to make Coach fun. Like, and I think she probably did as much as she can with the fact that she had to wear Coach. And I think she looks really cute. She's like,
wait, but Gigi Hadid cool looks look. Like, Gigi Hadid looks like Kim Petras.
Well, I thought she was Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, the red hair.
Yeah.
She does look like Kim Petras. Kim's having a big night.
I love Gigi. I love Maluma.
Mm-hmm.
Maluma to me was almost like what Mrs. Versace, what's her name?
Donatella.
It's almost like that's what she was wearing.
Yeah, she loves a bedazzler. He was just
wearing a Maluma on her arm.
I also just love that he was like, yeah, I'm down to be the rhinestone cowboy. I really like that.
Yeah, very American, very, very American.
So what do we think that Chris's ball and chain bag stands for? So Kris Jenner is carrying a bag that's a literal ball and chain. Is it like the albatross of her family getting fame based on like a murder trial and then a sex tape? Is it, what is it?
I honestly think it is a complete and total accident. I think it's one of those things where it's like, dude, I just fell on the paint and they said it was modern art. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like she was like, give me that old, I feel like I've seen her with a ball and chain purse. It's sort of her thing.
I think that the Kardashians have terrible taste and they wear what they're told. And I think she was just given it. And she said,
okay. She would have answered. She would have been like, I got this ball and chain because Mama Chris is here. She did nothing with it. She was just fiddling with it. And we noticed it.
Yeah.
She looked like the way she looks at basically every event for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then like Corey's in pink. It's like, blah, Borier.
How about Sierra in the football outfit? I love it.
Everybody went to hike.
I love it. It's so cheesy. And I love it with the little football purse.
Little goodies. Hey.
Oh, that's really cute.
I really like it.
Are you guys missing all my Sierra puns?
No, yeah. I heard them.
They're not funny? The fuck? everybody one too high.
Seeing how many you got.
Her goodies. Her
I liked
goodies.
It.
Come on, fucking assholes.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm here good. For no one. I'm here fucking doing my art.
I knew you had another one in you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what her other song. She's her husband. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of another song. What's her other song?
I forget.
Wait, Kristen Stewart.
Body.
Okay, I loved Kristen Stewart. It was Katharine Hepburn, Victory Rolls in the Hair. Definitely really weird, but she definitely went for one thing that no one else was going for, and I liked that.
Mm-hmm. And I like that she's in pants.
Yes.
Did we notice that Mindy Kaling is in an All-American waist trainer?
No way.
She looks like she's at a Renaissance fair.
She is just sucking it in like the Americans taught her to do. I thought that was sort of neat. Alicia Keys, what'd you think of that? She was going as a cotton ball.
Oh, the waist trainer. Oh my god, Mindy Kaling's wearing one of those belts. Do you remember, Sarah, those belts?
I saw it, I go, oh my god, this is what I bought to kind of to shake my abs into muscles when I was like in, you know, senior year of high school. I said, oh yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, wow. Okay, we don't need that to come back. Mm-mm. How about Frank Ocean? Frank Ocean brought a little alien baby that he's saying.
It looks like Shrek.
Okay, first of all, Frank Ocean was hitting on Kiki. I thought that was sincere. He's bi. I think that he was basically like, here, alien, hold my bisexuality for the night. I'm going all. But then it was also like he couldn't look at her. He was like, basically, she looked like he was channeling from the alien. Like he was like checking in with the alien. Like, is this right to say? And he was like saying what the alien was. Maybe it
like
was
he
like
was a ventriloquist.
It was like he was a ventriloquist, but instead of the mouth moving, it was his own mouth moving. But he had to get the language from the mindless alien first. Maybe that's how he played it so straight.
What's the meaning of the alien?
I thought it was like a statement on child labor in show business.
Oh, I just thought it was so that he could like hide his social anxiety. And like,
very
could, like,
on brand for this podcast, though.
Yes.
Oh my god. Let's do a space trash alien sweatshirt. Where, like,
a space alien. Virgil Abloh looks like Mugatu from Zoolander. Which I think he did on purpose for sure.
I like that.
My big dream is that he takes over Chanel. I think that would be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I liked how MJ Rodriguez from Pose looks like Goody Proctor from Crucible.
Wait, I have notes on MJ Rodriguez. I didn't know who it was, but she gave me, I have pages of notes, you guys. Everybody that was coming through, I just was like ripping.
Everyone's saying Kim looks like a Dementor.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
Kim has a GIMP mask on again.
She's bringing fucking BDSM into the mainstream. I've been trying to get Molly into it on the pod, but it's going to have to be Kim that does the influencing after all.
That's well, what do you think she's doing with this? Why is she wearing these covering masks?
Because she is going through emotional bondage with Kanye.
Do you think she has makeup on underneath? Yeah.
Although, as someone who has a ton of smears of lipstick in every single washable mask, I'm not sure.
True. Did you hear how North called her out for talking differently in her videos?
I thought, yeah, North, that is Kanye's daughter.
I know.
Oh, here's my note on MJ Rodriguez. MJ Rodriguez and whoever went after her, Sama Barry, they dressed as matching tableware. That's what I wrote. Okay, that's cool. Just want to make sure I got that out.
Well, I wonder if she was trying to reference the Salem witch trials, because I feel like that would be really cool and interesting.
Wait, Kim?
Yeah, wait, why did no one dress as a witch?
MJ Rodriguez. I think that's what she might be doing, because I think
But see, that's what, they don't even know. They don't even know.
She's from Pose, Sarah. She's trans. So it's like, maybe.
Wow, I didn't even know that. Okay, not that I should. I'm just saying, fabulous.
Oh, yeah, like she could be making a statement like, I would be burned at the stake. In a prior.
Okay, well then, even in even deeper American fashion, then she would not actually overtly say, "I am a witch."
Right.
Like, out of fear, didn't say that she was dressed as a witch from the Crucible, because that's in character.
Well, I don't
layers.
Do the layers. And I feel like fashion. That's fashion.
Also, it's just like during those super conservative eras, like you didn't have any visibly trans people.
Right. What we actually should have had is Kiki say, "What are you, a witch?" And she said, "No, shh, shh, I'm not a witch." No, I'm not a witch.
Yeah.
I'm just a dairy farmer. Shh.
I'm just a dairy farmer. And then similarly, did you see Nikki Tutorials? She has all floral and it's like a reference to Marsha P. Johnson.
Beautiful.
No. I actually, yeah. That was one of the thoughts I had. I said, you know, we're seeing a lot of Black artists just promoting Black artists from the days of yore. And I wanted to see some white people giving the Black people shout outs too. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very cool.
Yeah, that's true. All the white people are doing prom. It's so
all
basic.
All glamour or prom.
Wait, prom. Molly, though, I screamed at your tweet about AOC.
Oh, yeah. What do you guys think about AOC?
I love that. I thought period blood on the back of her dress and talking about breaking the fourth wall. She's us.
I know,
but Molly, you made such a good point.
She's the one who's in Congress. Why is she telling us to eat the rich or tax the rich?
No. She is making a political statement because that's what she's here to do.
I know, but Sarah, it cost $35,000 for her to go to this thing.
Okay. So we think, but that dress looks like it's toilet paper and period blood.
But like just going to the event itself is supporting the rich.
Okay, but like it's supporting the Met.
Yeah, but the Met is doing fine.
The Met is the arts.
I know, but it's just
isn't the fashion like isn't there like the only one that's not funded and that's why they have to have this whole gala?
She is working for the people.
Yeah, I mean I'm like it's better than going in a normal dress for sure. But it's also just like AOC, we're begging you to tax the rich. We would love you to tax the rich.
She's telling all the other rich people there that I'm coming for you.
Yeah, but like she's been coming for them for like 4 or 5 years.
Well, let's just go.
Also, like, I don't think those guests understand that like that's who she's talking about.
Yeah, they don't even know that they're the rich.
Yeah.
They think that the rich is the people whose yachts they go on. They're like, well, I don't have a yacht, so I'm not rich.
Kendall's like, wait.
I did feel, though, that for our purposes, I felt really satisfied, number one, because I had said to you last week, maybe we should put the Jemele graphic on the back of the dress. And I just thought, wow, if me and AOC both had the same thought, that's kind of interesting for me, for fashion. Okay. Remember, I was like, people might notice the Virgo who can't drive on the back, right? That's why I was thinking zip up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Corny. So I thought that was really interesting. And otherwise, I just thought, yeah, I thought AOC... was wearing a napkin. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I didn't like the front. The front was not good.
It was just sort of, you know, I thought, oh, but then I thought, oh, the back. I was thinking the back, you know, so I thought that was interesting. I mean, I guess when we're talking about tax the rich, it's like almost like she just wants people not to like her more. To go to a rich people's party and say, I'm taxing you. It's like, yeah, she is annoying to those people.
Yeah, but also like then tax them.
How much does she make?
They're not paying enough taxes.
She's a bartender from Queens, Ava.
No, not anymore. Now she's in Congress.
Well, you know, you gotta get hold on to your money while you got it.
Also, this whole event was supposed to be about like sustainability, and it's like no one's wearing a vintage dress.
I mean, wow. Everybody's pretty much wearing whatever their stylist had on the rack. This is the most thoughtless group.
We're I know everyone's just wearing everyone's wearing finale pieces, like from, they're just like, wearing the shows.
Yeah, it's like yeah, they're just wearing right, stuff they brought.
Pretty stuff.
It's just like looks cool. Yeah. I mean everybody. It's like we have Kit Harington and Ygritte, the Ginger Minge, married couple of the Game of Thrones franchise. Molly doesn't know them, but they were doing old Hollywood. Megan Thee Stallion. What are you doing? I'm doing Megan Monroe. And then we have Chloe Fineman reminding us all why we didn't want to stay doing improv classes because they're like, Megan, who are you? And she's like, well, I'm a little bit Marilyn Monroe myself. And then they're like, are you feeling cool? And she's like, no, I'm feeling the oogity boogities. And it's like, oh my God, like Megan Fox is there. Ooh, gah, 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 gah. And it's like, oh my, you are corny. Get off. Go back to impressions.
And
Chloe.
Machine Gun Kelly didn't make the cut.
Well, the most talented boy can't dress. How about that? Your son, Troy,
isn't he also canceled?
No.
For what?
He like Megan tweeted about how he like doesn't think it's wrong to like talk to 17-year-olds or something if you don't know they're 17 or something. Like weird shit like that. Yeah. Hmm. Something not great.
I guess if he doesn't know they're 17, you know, I sort of get that.
Did Kim and Kanye arrive together?
Wait,
is this
so
real? Cara Delevingne is wearing a shirt that says Peg the patriarchy.
Oh my God, I just saw that.
Love. I like. Thank you, Cara. Thank you for using your platform to do art and activism.
Also, you know that Kara actually has pegged members of the patriarchy, and AOC has not taxed the rich.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I like it. Mm-hmm. Like, Kara has definitely been like, hey, I bet you would like this. And then some super rich dude was like, yeah, I kind of always wanted to. And then it happened, you know?
We all saw her with that sex swing.
They all get fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when her and Ashley Benson were dating.
Oh, I see Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello now. What?
Sort of just
tacky.
Sort of
And I actually have to say I like Kendall's. I think it's really pretty, even though it's a little boring.
Kendall's is beautiful, but like she could wear anything.
Didn't she already wear something where it was like thongs out?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like, we've all seen the butt.
It's actually very American, like breaking stereotypes to wear the same dress to the Met Gala that you did one other time. You know, it's like,
no, but like, I wish I saw some vintage. That would have been cool.
No, there was like nothing vintage. I mean, we did see, well, let's see. I have all these notes, but I can't really read them. I mean, speaking of couples that did come together, Steph Curry and his wife, Aisha, in custom Versace. I just thought it was funny that when they asked him how it was, he sounded exactly like he was about to go onto the fucking court. They're like, how is this for you? He's like, oh, it's good. You know, we're running around. There's good energy here. There's good energy there. We hope we can keep it on track. It's like, yo, man, get off script.
That's really cute. That's like really endearing.
He gave like a post-game, mid-game interview.
It's really funny.
I thought Lord arrived wearing big Tilda Swinton vibes.
Yeah, Lord, we talked about her. She looks like...
What just happened to Mom?
Mom just freaked out.
There's like a huge bug that just flew into my kitchen.
Molly, go get the racket.
I know. I'm looking at the racket. I'm going to
get the racket.
You have the zap thing?
Yeah, get it.
Kill it. There are so many bugs in London. Like, there's no cockroaches, but there's more flying bugs.
Oh, I take.
Wait, my friend in London tweeted about. She was like, "No one told me about the bugs."
Wow, that's so weird. It's
crazy.
That's actually why we left. I'm not an Aryan like that, but like that's why the Aryans came to America, because of the bugs. That's what no one says. That's truly how like white pathetic we are.
Oh, yeah, they're annoying.
Wait, everybody on the Mayflower was like, never again. Too many mosquitoes.
Kim and Kanye both arrived together.
Okay, I love that for him. For them.
And he's in all black too.
Yeah.
Wait, Sarah, do you support them?
Big time. Oh my God, greatest of all time.
Yeah, we both do. We're both Kanye stans and Kanye stans.
Beyond.
Are you going to cancel us?
No. I understand it.
I think that Pete Davidson and Rachel Ziegler from West Side Story were actually getting set up by Keke Palmer on purpose. And I want to know after the fact, because he's recently single. And I really think she was wearing her Taurus Venus ruled tarot card dress. We know that Pete is a Scorpio. That actually is a balanced axis. That's, you know, they're one and the same, Cancer Capricorn, Taurus Scorpio. I think that Keke was pulling a fast one and introducing her friend Rachel to the man that she loves, Pete.
Maybe. I mean, I really liked that he was wearing a dress.
Oh, I loved. Yeah, I loved that.
I didn't like that he was wearing a plain medical mask, though.
I think it's very American to kind of go, I don't care. But I love that actually he was also wearing those creeper sunglasses, and then he was totally honest. I'm wearing these so I can peep without anyone knowing. I thought very Scorpio, very real.
Yeah, I like that. And he just was like, yeah, they asked me to wear this, so I wore it, which...
That's the most honest answer.
Love that. Oh, you know who impressed me much? Oh. Gabrielle Union Wade, because she's the only one that seemed to have, from what I watched, an intelligent answer about what she was wearing and why.
What'd they say?
She was basically like, this dress represents change. And if you follow the tracks of each individually hand-sewn beads, every step of the way, the dress changes and becomes something different. And it does. Like, it's sort of like dress unfolds. And I was like, okay, somebody went to school and learned how to answer the fucking question, right? Doesn't that seem like that's the right kind of fashion? Like, finally, somebody answered a fashion question.
That's cool. And her dress was really pretty.
So cool. She looked awesome. I think she's fabulous. Okay. I like that Mary J was literally like, I don't know what I'm dressed at. I don't care. You know, like, they're like, Mary, you just look amazing. And then I love that she's like, sunned Keke. Keke was like, you're just out here getting all the parts. And she was like, just one part, Keke. Mary was like, it's a real love. It's just one. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Ben.
I really like Simone Biles' one kind of, but I'm confused because it seems like black tights are suddenly coming back. Paris Hilton was wearing some black tights with something like 2 days ago.
I gotta be honest, I never stopped wearing black, like the fanny pack. I never stopped wearing black
tights. You like opaque black tights?
Yeah.
No way.
I think it dresses up even a sweat skirt.
Well, a sweat skirt? Now you're lying.
It's my fashion.
Okay, this lady, I don't know who she is, but she's wearing a denim bathrobe over a white diaper, and I think that's a great...
Oh, okay. Kinkier people have not arrived. Here we go. What do we
got? That is what I like. This is good. This is a good outfit.
Let's do this one.
Oh, Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, I love.
Wow.
I love. Have me down as I'll wear that. That's exactly what makes my body look good.
Yeah, it says her name is CL. I don't know who she is. Zoe Kravitz is there, so she must have gotten vaccinated.
That's what I said. I said, I when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
Do you think she's anti-vax?
Yeah.
Well, I guess because we know that her mother is anti-vax.
Really?
How nice to see somebody breaking away from, you know, like separate from home girls. It's a great
like
lesson.
Yolanda and the Pendleton.
Yeah, yes. You don't always have to do what your mommy says.
It seems Courtney did not make the cut this year. Yet another Met Gala where Courtney and Chloe are not allowed.
Wait, you know who I was surprised wasn't there? Is Lizzo.
Oh.
And she wasn't at the VMAs.
Maybe she's Candle.
She's not Candle.
Pumpkin Candle.
Maybe she, yeah.
That's for fall, Pumpkin Candle.
And I'm like, she's not anti-vax.
Pumpkin Candle's funny.
Oh, every time you mention the candles and stuff, I just think of Beauty and the Beast.
Well, that everybody dresses the candles from Beauty and the Beast. We have 10 people here as Beauty and the Beast candles. Literally, you said Lemure. I got a lot of Lemures out here.
Also, Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum arrived separately.
Now, Channing looking good.
They're all just wearing suits. Type.
Yeah. I think they broke up, though, is my point.
But they're moving.
That was so quick. Then it was a publicity stunt for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Lily Rose Depp, the separates look a little weird.
Yeah, I don't like that. I didn't like Storms either.
Hang on, send link.
Lily Reinhart also looks weird. Okay, I feel like we're waiting for Rihanna.
Okay, let me see if I have any other big good notes. Oh, Chloe and Halle showed up to the ball as sister. The Great American Sitcom.
Wait, so what do we think Emma Chamberlain's been doing for the past 4 hours?
Oh my God, sitting?
She's listening to the Space Trash Podcast. Commentary.
Doing what I would do whenever I got to every event I got invited to in New York too early, and I would just sit in a corner with my like H&M bag.
No, she's pretending to work. She's pretending to be, I got here early on purpose so that I could live blog the minute everybody walks
yeah,
in.
Yeah, do you think she's vlogging? Tonight,
guys. That's what I think. Okay, my joke for Chloe and Allie didn't work, but it was basically because they were like, we're sisters, and it's really great to be back with my sister, and we're wearing two designers that are sisters. And I thought, okay, well, sister. Okay.
Oh, that was why. Okay.
That was my joke. That was not good. Emily Blunt and Sienna Miller are actually demonstrating for us living, breathing American fashion of white mediocrity. Them only showing, and even if it is the people only tweeting about that nerdy, gangly ass, Mary Poppins ass, Emily Blunt as the most beautiful, when Sienna is there crushing her, is what's wrong with America. We don't want to tell the actual pretty one that she's pretty.
Here's the thing. Emily Blunt is wearing the same outfit that Lana Del Rey wore to the Catholic one. They're both referencing the same Hedy Lamarr outfit.
Like, oh my God. And so it's literally not even good. Like yeah, everybody like, going, Emily, take my breath away. Emily, I'd lose my virginity to you. Emily, you're a breathless eyesight in lights. I mean, I don't even know what that sentence means. Like everyone's going gaga. And then like literally Sienna to the point where she was like, no one said anything about me. They were up there getting interviewed by Kiki together. And they're like, let's see what the comments say. And it's all being like, Emily, you're ravishing. I throw myself in front of a bus for you. And it's like, oh my God, everybody picked the wrong one. It's like, that is just everyone's insecurity.
That's so weird. Yeah, I like Sienna's so much better.
Oh my God, a million times better. She looks like she likes to fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like Emily just like came out to the sky from Mary Poppins and came to go, oh, you think I'm pretty? She's so nerdy.
Lana Del Rey is not there.
What do we think of Emily Ratajkowski?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Washboard abs.
Oh, Iman looks amazing.
Iman was favorite of the night. So far, one of. I wrote a big note. Love Iman.
Okay, so I think I have to go Tweepy Night Nights.
Okay, I just want to say one more thing.
Emily Ratajkowski looks so boring. What the fuck?
Right?
Jeremy Harris, dressed as Aaliyah, is my number one of the night, period. Him coming out in that fucking outfit, like he was literally in an Aaliyah costume, and then hearing him speak with her grills, like he was wearing grills like her, and he sounded like he had a major retainer dental work like lisp. It was awesome. Every
part I love that you listened to all the interviews.
Oh yeah, I was inspired. I love fashion.
You love fashion.
Jeremy Harris is like, I'm actually dressed as my girl. Yeah, but it's like just because the girls were so big. And yeah, I thought that was really funny. But I do love that he was out there wearing her music video, like iconic. What was it, like the sweeping shoulder? What music video was that? Was it More Than a Woman? No.
It was.
It was Whoopi Goldberg.
Remember that one?
Wait, sing it again.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, yeah, obviously it was Are You That Somebody, but wow, yes. I can't believe you picked, like, the record scratch part of the, like, and that was, for me to get Are You That Somebody from that, I feel like would have been impossible. It was, that is your clip from.
It sounded like a donkey.
It's an iconic noise.
And you were my prey. Yeah, he even, like, walked in like her, like, he was doing a full impression of her in the video, but then when he spoke, it sounded like he had a dental work problem. Awesome.
Hmm. Well, Meredith Marks sounds like that. Do you ever think that?
We'll talk about it on our deep dive. Maybe she has some demo work issues in her chart.
Yeah. Okay, let's do our final thoughts, Jerry Springer style. Ava, what are your final thoughts about this Met Gala, even though we didn't see the end of it and we're still waiting for Rihanna and hopefully Beyonce and Lady Gaga, but who even knows if they're going to show up?
Underwhelmed and uninspired.
Yeah.
Is that harsh?
Okay.
No, I agree with you. I mean, my favorites were probably Billie Eilish, Maluma, anyone who looked like a sexy cowboy. Yeah, it was very boring. It was very safe. It just looked.
I will say I like seeing a lot of curvy bodies. Yes. Like it was more than just models and like skinny Hollywood. That was good.
Yeah, I felt that there was a chunk there where they did. They said, oh, it feels like a barbecue up here. And it really did because we had like Erica and Uzi and Tiana and Rita Ora. And it was just like, yo, this is the sexiest hang I've ever seen. Everyone looked amazing. Erica's swag is off the charts. When they started doing that like impromptu tuxedo drip photo shoot, I was inspired. I love fashion. Okay. I felt that Suni Lee dressed as her gold medal was absolutely a hot take. She is the only one that was overtly dressed as a like an unliving item. What's a noun? I guess
inanimate object.
Inanimate object is what I was looking for. Thank you. Noun I think does work, but either way, she's dressed as her medal, which I loved.
She's so cute.
But then Kiki, it's like she's like, is this your first, second, third? She's like, it's obviously my fucking first, Kiki. And Kiki's like, me too. It's like, yeah, no shit. You two amateurs. Like, no, Suni Lee has never been to the Met Gala before. We barely knew who she was this time and she won. And you know what? When I did a deep dive on her, there's something I've been meaning to tell you, Molly, that I've never had a place to say. I'm going to say it now.
Okay.
Her coach's name is Graba, and she's going to Clemson just because his brother is the other coach Graba. And while it was a BBC expose I was watching, so I thought, oh, Graba, maybe it just sounds weird. I was thinking, well, if it's an American, Graba, what a horrible name for gymnastics coaches at this time.
Graba?
Graba.
Yeah, that is bad, but maybe okay. They're nice.
Okay, that was not great. I'm just getting my jokes out now. I haven't done a mic in a while. This is really just
also way too much red. Way too many stoplights.
Well, so many stoplights in this scene.
Yeah,
so
many red. Stoplights.
So many lamps. I mean, Iman. I actually found my notes on Iman. It says favorite lamp.
Yeah, favorite lamp. Iman.
A lot of lamps. A lot of lights.
Also, like red is the Republican color.
Ooh. Okay,
also, yeah, there were enough people wearing suffragette white.
Oh, maybe that was what Alicia Keys was doing. What do you guys think of Alicia?
Oh, I didn't look.
I feel like every time she's doing anything but singing, I feel like I'm not as attracted to her.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, it's just like, well, yeah, I don't know.
If she couldn't tickle the old ivories, I don't know if we'd be.
Yeah, I want her working or nothing. Nothing at all. Oh, that's not her song.
Okay, I kind of like it. What is it? It looks very Carolina Herrera.
I just feel like it looks so casual.
But it's like American sportswear. Like the thing that American fashion has really contributed to the rest of the world is sportswear. And like no one did an elevated take on sportswear. Like all this
Sierra.
Yes, Sierra. Yes, yes, yes. That's why I loved Sierra. But like all the sport, like the Stella McCartney girls were wearing like just shitty track suits. They weren't elevated. Like you could have done something cool. Like sneaker culture is so American, and like that's the lexicon of fashion that we have developed and given to the rest of the world.
Yeah, I think almost like this was a really interesting fashion event because it just showed us sort of how touch with normal people the celebrities are.
Well, so what do you think the main difference is going to be with this and the next show? Because it's literally just like that's just called the anthology of American fashion or something like that.
Maybe the next one will have more references and people will wear it'll be a little more cosplay.
Oh, my God. You mean the next one's also America?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to need to send everybody some notes.
But like with a different guest list, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
I don't know if there's going to be crossover, but I feel like there's a different guest list.
Wow.
I could have made that up. Don't quote me.
Hopefully. I mean, we got to get a couple.
Well, like, think about how, like, many more, like, new relevant people will come up before May.
Yeah,
that, like, will be invited.
I want to give Megan Fox a little shout out for being so purely American crass. Like, they're like, how are you dressed as American? She's like, oh, well, silly. I'm an American model. And then she's like, shout out to every single factory worker in Malaysia that beaded my dress. I love you. I care for
you. She said that?
She didn't say Malaysia. I hope it was in America that we used a sweatshop. But it was like the way that she described, she's like, this dress was made by a thousand tiny workers or something. And I just thought, Megan, that is so American.
Yeah,
I might be misquoting. You might be misquoting, but I would check it out. I think she sounded a little bit like ungrateful, but trying to make up for it. You know,
that is literally like, I want to thank all the little people who helped me get
here. What I think it was like literally that. So she, I guess she was also doing American Glamour and didn't even know. Say it with a thing. Nobody can see themselves.
Oh, what an embarrassing.
I was about to say, we're so embarrassing.
I think Claire Danes is in the wedding dress that we didn't see when she had her private wedding a few years ago.
What?
I mean, she was married.
She's great, but she's dressed for her wedding. And she had that private wedding that nobody could get into, no one could see, because she's doing love the right way. I think that's her wedding dress. And I love that.
Wait, why did Ariana Grande not come?
She's afraid of COVID.
No, I think it's because she just got married. Maybe she's preg.
We did call it. We did actually predict.
Yeah, because why anything, else?
Space trash is the law.
Yeah. All right. Wait, well,
did we get a Kim?
Yeah, we got.
Yeah, Kim. She was dressed like a Dementor.
Fuck, I have to see it real quick. Fuck, hold on.
There's nothing to see.
It's literally just a person in all black. You can't even see.
And she has a long, like, horse mane. The other day?
Oh, Kim. But okay, but the first thing I see is it might be the most polarizing outfit of them all. Okay, so she's just going on like American shame. She's just going as shame, the shame of a nation.
Oh,
maybe it's commentary on censorship.
Oh, she's deep, dude. You guys fucking overlooked my girl, and I'm never gonna forget it.
I know. I like that. I think there is a deeper meaning to it, and I do think it's interesting.
Yeah, I think she's going as like you know, shame.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
Don't look at me.
Joan Rivers has nothing on you, Sarah.
You know, I'm not as practiced. I've been pretty much staying home for the past year and a half, but I could get into this. Oh, wait, really quickly, I do want to say, in the vein of just calling this what it was, which was a complete and utter display of black excellence.
Yes.
Kiki crushed Alana. By the end of it, they were like, Alana, just get out of here. We don't even know who these people's names are. You don't even know who these people are.
Kiki is the biggest pro in the business. She should be getting every single job. She's amazing. Thank you so much, Ava, for joining us. This has been incredible.
Thanks for having me.
We didn't see Rihanna yet, but everyone check Meet My Mutual, Ava's podcast.
Wait, what if I'm right that Rihanna actually was just like not actually going to the show because her after party was like a COVID party?
I guess we're going to find out in the next few minutes, probably after we stop recording this.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone.
Wait, say the Ava's goodbye again. Say Ava's goodbye again. I blew it.
Ava no, has a it's podcast. Okay.
You gotta listen.
Follow Ava. What's your name on Insta?
At Ava.Pouchik.
And what's Ava, your podcast name again? I was screaming.
Meet My Mutual. Listen to Molly's episode.
Oh, I think I will because we have the same mutual. Interesting. Look how Molly's laugh is exactly what it is in the recording.
It's been echoed.
My God. Brilliant. Brilliant, everybody. Hot takes. Lifestyles of the Rich and Uranus. Net Gala coverage live.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.